Thank you, Bobby. Well, this morning, being the fourth Sunday in Advent, and tomorrow, if you can believe it or not, being Christmas Eve, I want to talk for a few minutes about Christmas. Imagine that. And when I think of Christmas, I always hearken back to simpler times. Christmases when I were a child, they were simply magical. And they are to a certain degree today, don't get me wrong. There are elements of Christmas that still, where I still get that sparkle in my eye, if you will. Show me a model train and you'll see what I'm talking about. I know, I have a one-track mind, no pun intended. When I was a child, Christmas was this amazing time marked by joy and festivities and secrecy. Secrecy. There was something special about the secrecy of Christmas. When you think about it, the secrecy was really, for us as kids, it was part of the whole Christmas experience. As Advent went on, the presents would begin to appear under the tree. One by one, these brightly wrapped packages would appear, and there inside that Christmas wrapping paper were these wonderful secrets that were waiting to be revealed on Christmas morning. Do you remember that feeling? And the presents that accumulated under the tree were just the tip of the iceberg, weren't they? They were just a little taste, because on Christmas morning, that's when all the big stuff would show up, right? All the stuff that you'd circled in the Christmas wish book. Remember the wish book? The riding toys, the bicycles, the train sets, all the stuff that was on the top of our Christmas wish list. All those wonderful secrets would be revealed to us on Christmas Day. And it was always better than we could have hoped for or imagined, wasn't it? There's excitement in the anticipation of a secret that's waiting to be revealed, and more often than not, the revelation of the secret is better than our expectations if it's something that we truly desired, if it was something that we truly wanted or needed. When you tear off that wrapping paper and there it is, finally, the present has been revealed, the secret has been shared. Now, as we get older, we begin to see that the joy of giving those secrets is just as amazing as receiving them, right? The secrecy of Christmas takes on a different perspective, but it's just as joyful. Like finding the perfect gift. When I find the perfect gift for Angela, I'm as happy as I can be, just because I know that this is something that she wanted or desired, right? And then there's the struggle. If you get it too early, this is why I wait to the last minute. And this is my story and I'm sticking to it. I wait to the last minute because I can't stand the anticipation of watching, knowing that I have the perfect gift, and then watching her open it and indeed her affirming that that was the perfect gift. There's just an excitement in the secrecy, but if you get the gift too soon, then you're just torturing yourself. At least that's my experience. Keeping the secret of the gift was as full of the excitement and anticipation for the gifts that you might be receiving. I can hardly wait to see the joy on their faces. Now, as Christians, we know that the season's not all about the giving and receiving of gifts. But I think that we can all appreciate that symbolism in the giving and receiving of a Christmas gift, the anticipation and the excitement, the secrecy and the revelation, and the joy that all of that brings. It's this sense of joy in the revelation of a secret. And that's what Paul is talking about if we look in Romans. Now, our Bible study recently finished up a study of Romans. Hasn't been all that long ago. And in Romans, there's a doxology, the ending verses of the book of Romans. And I think they're really appropriate here because it talks about the secret that we can appreciate at Christmas time as Christians. Listen to what Paul writes. Romans 16. Now to God, who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages, but is now disclosed, and through the prophetic writings is made known to all the Gentiles, according to the command of the eternal God, to bring about the obedience of faith to the only wise God through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever. Amen. That's the revelation of the secret of Christmas. Paul's saying that all of our praises rise to the one who's strong enough to make you strong. Exactly as preached in Christ. Precisely as revealed in the mystery that was kept secret for so long, but now is an open book through the prophetic scriptures, the Bible. All the nations of the world can now know the truth and be brought into obedient belief, carrying out the orders of God, who got all of this started anyway, down to the very last letter. All our praise is focused through Jesus on this incomparably wise God. That's what Paul is saying to us. See, the secret was kept by the Jewish scholars, the priests, the rabbis. Secret was held for the Jews first, has now been revealed through the coming of the Christ child in the first advent. That secret has now been revealed to the Gentiles, which is the entire world. What secret exactly are we talking about, Pastor? The secret of Christmas. The secret of the gift that was given and continues to give, the secret of the gift, not wrapped in Christmas paper, but in swaddling clothes. The secret of Emmanuel, God with us. That's the real Christmas story, isn't it? The real Christmas story goes like this. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. And he was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known. You see, before Jesus, the hope of the coming Messiah was only for the Jews. They were expecting him. They were watching for him. They were longing for him even. But through time and disconnection from God, their ability to see the gift that was right there in front of them became clouded. And so God, through Jesus and then the Holy Spirit, expanded the gift to include all of humankind, you and me. And all we had to do was just accept what God had so mercifully and gracefully given to us. And so the gift that was given, the Messiah that came, was better than the one in the imaginations of the people who were waiting for him. That's why they couldn't see it. The gift was better than what they expected. Their expectations were too low. They were far lower than the bar that God had set. Jesus came to redeem all of us. Who could imagine such a glorious, magnificent gift? It was a gift that was poured out on us, extravagant, wonderful, lavishly poured out on us that we still cannot comprehend it fully, and yet there it is. There it is. The secret's out. Jesus has come. And what's more, he's coming again. And that coming, that second coming, that second advent will be even more magnificent than the first time for those who believe on him now. And so this Christmas, in the midst of all the trappings and the wrappings, don't miss out on the joy of the real gift. Don't forget about the joy of the real gift. Let all of the expectation and the anticipation of Christmas lead you to receiving all that God has graciously given to you. For a child has been born to us, a son given to us. Authority rests on his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. What a gift. What a Savior. What a Christmas we can all have if we will just embrace that simple truth of what Christmas is truly all about. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Merry Christmas.